Chapter 5. Hans, Liedenbrock, and Axel sail on the raft across the underground sea. The professor is looking for land.
"Look at those clouds," says Axel. "A storm's coming."
The raft is sailing very quickly now. There is a lot of lightning in the clouds. Suddenly, some blue and white lightning comes from the clouds. It explodes over them and breaks the raft. Just then, the raft hits some rocks. At last, they are back on land.
"Oh, how can we go back to Snaefells now?"
asks Axel.
"Go back? What are you saying? First, we must find the center of the earth,"
says the professor. Hans finds the luggage and begins to work on the raft. He wants to make it ready to sail again soon. Liedenbrock and Axel go for a walk. They walk over some rocks. Suddenly, the professor finds a dead body.
"It's the body of a man."
"Oh, no,"
thinks Axel.
"Are there men living down here?"
They walk to the trees in front of them. These trees aren't green because there's no sun. Through the trees, Axel can see some big land monsters.
"What are they?"
he asks.
"Oh no! Look at that! They're coming nearer!"
he cries worriedly.
"They're mastodons!"
laughs the professor.
"They aren't living on Earth now, but they are alive down here."
Just then, the professor stops.
"Look over there, Axel,"
he says quietly. In front of them, they can see a man. He's very tall, and he's walking with the mastodons.
"Quick! Back to the raft before he sees us!"
cries Axel. The professor runs after him. Not far from the raft, Axel sees something on the ground. It's an old knife.
"Is that your knife on the ground?"
he asks the professor.
"No,"
answers Liedenbrock. He takes the knife in his hand.
"But let's see. Why is it here? Perhaps I know."
Liedenbrock looks carefully at the rocks near them. Soon, he finds something interesting.
Look, Axel. The letters A, S for Arne Saknussemm,
says the professor.
It's a sign from his journey here in the 1500s. We must go down this tunnel now.
After that, Liedenbrock and Axel go back to the raft. All their luggage is on it, and the raft is ready to sail.
Quickly, Hans,
says the professor.
Let's sail to those rocks over there.
When they get to the rocks, they can see the tunnel with the letters A, S next to it.
Let's go into this tunnel and follow Arne Saknussemm,
says Professor Liedenbrock. They take the lamp and go into the new tunnel. Soon, they come to a very big rock. It's in the center of the tunnel.
It's no good,
says the professor.
We can't go through the tunnel. This rock is stopping us.
Just then, he remembers the gunpowder in the luggage.
Ah, let's blow up the rock,
he says.
Then we can follow Saknussemm.